Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about if you're running an online business, what are you supposed to be doing with your website? So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So Friday morning, heading down to a basketball court. It rained last night, but it looks like it's drying, which is always nice. We do enjoy playing our basketball on the morning. But in this video, I want to talk to you about your website. Came from a conversation that I had with a client yesterday in which we were detailing what you want your website to do. And I think this is important because if you're running an online business in 2021 or whenever you happen to be listening or watching this, then this is really important. Now, this is the key. If you've got a business, you've got an online business. And if you've got a business and it's not online, I don't care what it is that you're doing. You might be a butcher. You know, you're missing out a massive aspect if you're not selling legs of lamb online, right? So this is something that you've really got to keep in mind when you're running your business. I'm just slowing down here because there's a little 5-year-old on his bike, bless him. I don't want to scare the little kid. So if you're running a business, you will have an online aspect of that business. And look, there's only two things that you need to kind of understand with this. Number one then is you've got to have a website. Obviously you need a website. All businesses should have a website in this day and age. Now, this is the key. There's only two things that you need to do on your website or your online business. The first one is you've got to drive some traffic. Okay, you've got to drive traffic to the website. And if you're not driving traffic to the website, you're not going to convert the people that get there in some way. Okay, we're going to break these down a little bit. So number one then is you've got to drive people to the website. Number two, you've got to work out what do you want the person to do when they're on your website. What would you like them to do? Is it fill in a form? Is it buy something? Is it sign up for something? Is it download a thing? What is it? So let's deal with these individually. Number one then, you've got to drive traffic to your website. How are you going to do that? And this is something that you need a pen and a piece of paper for. And if you haven't got one, we'll all wait for you. You need to work out and you need to have a plan about how are you going to drive traffic to your website. Are you going to have, and this really forms part of your marketing plan, obviously. Are you going to have your domain name on your car? And obviously, yes is the answer. When we started our lettings agency, I had two cars. I had a Porsche 911, a beautiful car, and I had a Volvo V40, I think it was, a big estate car, because you always need an estate car, don't you, if you're in property. And I had signed on the side of that car the name of the lettings agency, and we had people coming up to us at traffic lights asking for flats and asking if we could rent out the properties and so on for them. So it worked very well. But what else are you going to do? Are you going to have billboards? Are you going to have social media content that you put out on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, and so on, that then drives traffic back? Are you going to create videos such as this one with your domain name underneath? Click the link below. To drive that person back to the website. What is it that you're actually going to do? And this is where most people get this wrong. It's like they build a website and they think if I build it, they will come. And it's a little bit like buying a Ferrari and not putting petrol in it. Well, I've got the website. I'm not going to spend any money on driving traffic to it. No, that's ridiculous. It's exactly the same as buying a Ferrari and not putting petrol in it. You need the fuel. The fuel is the visitors. You need the people to be attending your website. And if you've not got a strategy or a plan as to how you're going to get people to actually attend the website, you're going to struggle converting. You can't convert people who've never attended your website. So how do you convert them if nobody attends it, nobody visits it? And so this is a really big aspect, and it's really obvious when you think about it. The more eyeballs, you know, the more people that you have that know you exist, the greater the chance you've got of selling something. You know, if your closing rate is 1 in 1,000, let's say, and you're driving less than 1,000 people a month to your website, you ain't going to close anybody that month. You might do the next month, but then not the next month. But if you're driving 1,000 people a day to your website, you're going to close one person a day. If you're driving 20,000 people a day to your website, you're going to close 20 people a day times 30, that's 600 people a month. It's fairly obvious. But if you're not driving anybody to the website, how can you close anybody? So it just doesn't make sense. This is one of the areas that people kind of get wrong. And sometimes we hear it, we say, well, social media marketing, it's not working because I've not closed any business yet. And it's like, we've only just started driving traffic. It takes time to build up. And then when you turn it off, what's the alternative? Give me an alternative way that you're going to drive traffic to your website. And the people say, well, no, it's just not going to work, so I'm not going to do it. I've got a website and that's fine. If people visit it, then that's fine. That's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy. You have to have a strategy for driving traffic to your website. It's the only way to do it. It's 2021. You need a website. That's just... Can you close business without a website? Yeah. Is it harder? Of course it is. Because you don't look like you're credible. Okay, done that to death. You need to drive traffic to your website. You want to close people, you've got to drive them to your website. Number two, then, is that what do you want these people to do when they get to your website? And it's like, what's the very first thing you want them to do? Because remember, there's only three things that people need to know. Am I in the right place? Can you help me? And do I trust you? So first of all, you've got to answer those three things when a person gets there. Now, let's just assume that that's a given. It should be, but let's just assume that, you know, that's a given. What do you want them to do next? Number four, what is the very first thing you want them to do? And it might be one or two things, maybe even one or three things. It might be, because remember, you got green, reds and ambers. Greens are going to buy something. Ambers need a bit more persuading, and reds ain't ever going to buy anything, ever. It doesn't matter if you're giving away gold-plated Lamborghinis, they ain't buying shit off you, right? So, with that in mind, your website should cater for the greens, it should cater for the ambers, and for the reds, they ain't ever going to buy from you anyway, so it doesn't really matter. They might maybe be persuaded to go into the amber. The amber people need more persuasion, right? So for those people, for the ambers, they need a free download, a free guide, a free white paper, a free training session. They need more from you. They need to build up more trust with you and your brand, okay? So that's definitely something that should happen. For us, on my website, there's a number of different things, actually, but it depends where they end up. If you're on the homepage, it's to come and join the Facebook group. If you're on one of our landing pages, we do a free guide, 52 topics to go live on. There's only one thing to do on that page, and that's to fill in your email address so that people are actually going to, fill in. And then we get their email address and then we warm them up, right? So, you know, there's only one thing for them to do on that page. If it's a sales landing page, if it's a two-step process, like on our property sourcing page, we give them loads of content, loads of information, and then we get them to sign up to get to the next stage, because we have people who abandon their carts and who never get to the next stage, but they've already filled in their email address, and now because we've got their email address, we can warm them back up and send them back to that page, which works quite nice. So what is it that you want them to do? Where do you want them to go? Do you want them to sign up for something? Now, obviously, then you've got your greens. What do you want your greens to do? Maybe that's buy something. Like when someone goes from Facebook posts for property sourcing and they go directly to the property sourcing landing page, there's only one thing really that we want them to do, because we've already qualified them from the Facebook post. And the qualifying factor there is... do you want to be a property sourcer? Click this link. So they click the link, they land on it, and then now we're on a proper landing page, and then this is where we then have an opportunity to close them. If not, they fill in their email address anyway, and then we're able to retarget them and send out another email. So they're greens, they're people ready to buy straight away. But if they don't buy straight away, we've got a fallback position in that we've now got their email address. And so what is it for you? What is it for your website? What's the very first thing that you want the person to do? Bear in mind that, you know, you've got greens, ambers and reds. Not everyone's going to buy the first time that they land on your website. In fact, most people don't buy. In fact, the statistics show something like what is it, 93% of people bounce within the first 7 seconds, and 75% of people will never return back to your website. So if you're not capturing these people in some way, you've literally lost them. They're never, ever, ever coming back to your website. Like, think about that. Out of 1,000 people that hit your website, 750 of those people will never, ever return back to your website. That's crazy. That's crazy, right? And 75% is pretty good. It's usually like 83%, something like that, which depends on your product, on your niche, and who you are, and your branding, and, you know, how much content you got going out, and so on. But these are the things that you've got to get into account. Now, look, it can be really complicated. And I know that it's really complicated. And we use lots of words and lots of technical stuff. And then, you know, how do you create a lead magnet? And how do you tech emails? And how do you set up the forms? And how do you set up a online training? And so on and so forth. How does that even, like, happen? How does that take place? So that can be really difficult. And that's why, you know, people come and use us. We're driving a lot of traffic to our websites. Our conversion rates are definitely up because we're doing it right. And so if you need hand on any of that, then just come and give us a call. Anyway, hope that video is useful. Let me know in the comments down below, and we'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.